Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. Slice Bread is saying, JF, what would you think if we started to call our uncles half-fathers and our nephews half-sons? Maybe our cousins quarter-brothers and our grandsons quarter-sons. I think it's a terrible idea. I think it mixes something that shouldn't be mixed, which is genetic relatedness from a mathematical perspective and some kind of familial link with which, you know, although your cousin may be a half-brother or a quarter-brother, I don't know. I won't do the calculation. I'm always wrong on these things. It is still the case that you do not have the same relationship with cousins, with two cousins, that you would have with one brother. First and foremost, the simple fact that the genes are gathered into a single individual rather than divided over two changes a lot of things. You know, there are things that are just inherently more difficult when divided across many people, like collaboration. Collaboration with one person is somewhat feasible. Collaboration with two people creates a triangle of interest and it becomes super complicated. So all this to say, two brothers does not equal one. Two cousins does not equal one brother. I simply don't see it that way. And I think the people who are obsessed with kin selection to the point of elevating it as a philosophical, as a philosophy of life, I think they're wrong. Based says, JF, would you be up to debate the fascist on something? I don't know who that is. I would need to know who is it. Is there any interesting things? First and foremost, I accept all debates, so I guess I would have to accept, but in my experience, debating, I don't know if he's a fascist. Debating with fascists is not super productive. They're not particularly smart, and they don't really have solutions to the problems I pose to authoritarianism. So I don't expect anything fascinating, especially from a guy named Fascifist. Because what is it, a mix of fascism and communism? The fist of BLM and fascism, I don't know, but yeah, I would have to accept if an offer comes my way, but I'm not super enthusiastic about debating fascists. All right, we learned today that Alex Jones has been attributed a liability in terms of damage of $4.1 or $4.2 million. This was the judge reading the outcome of the jury's decision.
Question 1A, $50,000. Question 1B, $10,000. Question 1C, $50,000. Question 1D, no dollars. Question 2A, $1.5 million. Question 2B, $500,000. Question 3A, $1.5 million, and question 3B, $500,000.
So as you see, a decision that was spread over various counts, but in the end, $4.1, $4.2 million is what it sums up to. Now, there will be a second part of this damage trial, because this was just establishing how much damage the parents have had. They were asking for $150 million. They got $4.2 million. And now there will be the punitive part. So punitive damages are meant to be addition to any damage done so that it keeps people who have broken the law to break it again in the future. And it warns others that there is a cost to breaking the law. It's not clear what Alex Jones will do with this, because he had said to the jury anything above $1 or $2 million would make us go bankrupt. And so that is much above $1 or $2 million. So does he have an intention to pay? Well, he shares his thoughts on his platform, ban.video.
Came in this evening with $4.2 million. I admitted I was wrong. I admitted I made a mistake. I admitted that I followed disinformation, but not on purpose. I apologized to the families. And the jury understood that. What I did to those families was wrong, but I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq and kill millions of people on purpose. I questioned a public event because I saw anomalies and others saw anomalies. And the jury understood that and awarded $4.2 million. Now, that's more money than my company and I personally have, but we are going to work on trying to make restitution there. Now, here's the next phase of
this. So he's saying,
when the judge realized that when I was on the stand,
he's saying that's not money that my company has. So that would mean he does not intend to pay it and continue running his operation. He will continue with the process of bankruptcy.
I woke that jury up and laid out the facts. She ruled today that in the punitive damage phase that starts tomorrow, I cannot testify and my lawyer cannot put on evidence. So she already found me guilty and told the jury I was guilty. And now she's saying we can't defend ourselves in the punitive damages phase. I trust in God. I trust in the truth coming out. And at the end of the day, I don't have all these millions of dollars they claim I have, so I'm at peace. But this is still a major victory for truth. And the plaintiff's lawyers got upset in the courtroom, and according to multiple witnesses, were screaming and yelling at my lawyers, Joe and Andino, when they were in the hall. They thought they would get hundreds of millions of dollars we don't have. They thought they would shut us down. But that jury understood the truth and resisted the propaganda. We'll be covering this tomorrow on the Friday show in detail, and the punitive damages section of this, but this is a big deal. Now listen, we're in bankruptcy right now. We're maxed out. We can barely keep the crew employed. We are fighting hard for your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your 10th Amendment, your sovereignty. So if you want to keep us in the fight, we have a plan to stay on air through this bankruptcy. We have a reorganization plan. But if you don't fund us, if you don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, we will shut down. It's your decision, just like that jury had a decision right now on whether InfoWars.
So he's still calling his users to buy at InfoWars, which may not be smart if he intends to go full bankruptcy and not reimburse the damages. Or perhaps what he thinks is that he can save the operation in a bankruptcy court. He can arrange so that his company would run at the minimum for a while, not make any profits, and then the judge will declare, okay, they've reimbursed everything they could, I'm not going to take more from them, and I'm going to let them keep running. I don't think it's necessarily a smart move to do, because to be slave to a bankruptcy court judge for an ideological outlet like this, there's going to be a lot of pressure on this judge to close the whole thing down, to sell all of their material until they can't produce anymore. So I think the smartest thing to do would have been to completely go off-grid and to basically have $0 in his pocket, give everything to his friends and families so that they can be reborn under some different infrastructure. Firestarter says, wait, so the jury hasn't decided yet? Well, the jury has decided the damages, but then there's the punitive damages that will be a separate process. And in this process, Alex Jones will not be let to intervene or testify, and his lawyers will be unable to bring in evidence, which is bizarre to me. I don't know if it's legal at all. Rob Roy's son sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, which future scenario do you think is better for America? One, where white people are the majority but are 60 to 80 average IQ and are subjugated by a non-white ruling class. Or two, All 100% white people are gone, and what's left is a half-white slash half-Asian minority ruling class with IQs of 120 to 160. That is a bizarre choice you're giving me there. White people being a majority, but they are 60 to 80 average IQ. That's no more white people to me. I mean, we're talking about a drop down of 40 IQ points on the current average. That's certainly not desirable. So the thing is that I reject your examples. You claim that somehow it would still be white people at 60 to 80 average IQ. I would claim that if you dropped a 40 IQ points, you have lost an inherent part of your Europeanness. And so whatever is the white population that's remaining, they may have white skin, but something happened to their genes for them to drop 40 points of IQ. So I reject the theoretical example that you bring, because I think there's something hidden in your first option, which is that those people aren't white anymore, and yet you call them white. Sliced Bread says, what would be your food supplement product of choice if you got in on the grift, JF? I think I'd go full selenium. Never go full selenium, but maybe, you know, if I had to sell a supplemental product, I would choose a rare element. Not because I think they're any more beneficial than any of the other craps, but I don't know. I think it's all crap, these products. But selenium, I don't know. It has a weird name with an S and an L. I don't know. It sounds serious. Selenium. You want to get your selenium supplement to experience superior male vitality? Guy from V says, this is really blatant shit. If someone doesn't intervene, they'll just start steamrolling everyone. Yeah, it seems bizarre. Will this be a situation in which the plaintiffs can bring evidence? That is very weird. That is very weird, because it seems that the right to representation in any matter in court is absolute in the court system. And this would be perhaps one point that could be brought in appeal. Sliced Bread says, something to boost sperm volume to inseminate better. Oh yeah, if it wasn't a supplement, but we're talking about any tool, any medical tool, I would certainly go for the pre-seed sperm conduit. It is basically just a lubricant, but it is designed for sperm to pass through. Absolutely great experience. It has been working a lot. It carries your sperm, allows them to go find all of the eggs that normally they wouldn't find. Bad Girl star Leslie Grace responds after film is shelved, calls herself my own damn hero. $100 million have been spent on this Bad Girl, and people are so tired of woke movies that they have now tested this in focus groups. People think that it sucks, and they've decided to shelf the movie. They will just not release it, because at this point, it would be hurting their brand more than just losing the money. They're happy to lose $100 million, but they're like, if we release this crap, people are going to hate us for much more than $100 million. So yes, get woke, go broke. Get grooming, go slumping, as I have proposed. They have built a... I was looking at the ID. I think there's no trailers out there, but there was a layout of what the movie was about, and it's all about female empowerment and the whole idea of a bad girl, you know. I think it's good that it will never be released. It saves me a movie review of a SJW woke movie. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also send super chats using Entropy. And thank you all for being here tonight. Another great news, I was actually originally titling with this, but the Alex Jones news came out, so I changed my thumbnail. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspends Soros-backed state attorney who refused to enforce abortion ban. DeSantis says Andrew Warren refused to enforce numerous Florida laws and wouldn't work with police. So he was a Soros-backed state attorney. I didn't know that DeSantis could fire them because they are elected, but somehow DeSantis had the power to fire him. That's excellent, and it's an excellent decision. He was one of those attorneys who had pledged that he would not impose the law against abortion. This creates little towns, little cities where the law doesn't apply simply because the district attorney declines to prosecute. The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in state attorneys. We are not going to allow this pathogen of ignoring the law get a foothold in the state of Florida. Apparently, he had been taking other decisions before, including not refusing to enforce laws cracking down on child sex change surgery, as well as refusing to prosecute 67 protesters arrested in George Floyd demonstrations. So it's very good that he did it now, but he could have done it before. And Zero Edge was titling, DeSantis literally sent the cops to physically remove. I love the return of the term physically remove. It's been a while we haven't heard it. It's good to see this meme come back. Physical removal. A meme that has emerged from the libertarian guy, Hopper, who was saying, if your neighbors start discussing socialism, they need to be physically removed. And it came as a shock in the libertarian communities that this guy was arguing for, Hans Hermann Hopper. And because normally libertarians are very happy with freedom of speech. But when you think about it, the freedom of speech for organizing a taxation scheme is nothing else than a criminal conspiracy for theft. So if you have people organizing a criminal conspiracy for theft, they should be sued. And in a proper society, they should be sued. And as Hans Hermann Hoppe says, physically removed if they continue. But in this case, we have a BLM sympathizer, DA, who was physically removed from his post in Florida. And they had declared that Ron DeSantis had asked the police to evict the guy, with access only to retrieve his personal belongings and to ensure that no files, papers, documents, notes, records, computers, or removable storage media are removed from the office of the state attorney. So I don't know, perhaps DeSantis is planning some kind of investigation, going back at this guy through some indirect way, or perhaps prosecution after the fact if he detects some cases of apparent fraud or abuse of power or bribery. I don't know. But that's what happened today. Also, a major news this morning. Russian court sentences U.S. basketball star Brittney Griner to 9 years in jail. So the basketballer who had carried a vape, a system for vaping, some kind of oil of cannabis or whatever it is, I don't have the details. They were saying it was only a gram of it. And it's like, these arguments don't work in Russia. I can't believe that you're stupid enough to bring these things in a plane. And it shows the total lax approach that we've taken with the law in the US. It leads young people to be deceived, basically. They don't understand that the law still applies across the planet. Okay, the law doesn't apply to you in the US because you are black and I don't know, it is said that she is a female. That's what I've heard. She plays in women's basketball, at least. So those are categories of people on which the law applies much less in the US. So they expect that you will fly into Russia with something like this and that you'll get away with it. It's unbelievable to me. So in the end, I'm happy that there's a 9-year sentence because we need to wake up people to the fact that the American legal system has been complacent. And at some point, we may encourage people to travel to Russia and get them arrested there. Since we can't apply the law on our own land, hopefully we can get them arrested in Russia and imprisoned there. Maybe a kind of delegation of the legal duty here. That's what I see happening here. On top of it, well, of course, this person was used as a pawn in the whole war, a point of leverage for Russia. And I think America gets what it deserves. And this person gets what they deserve for being so careless. When I go into a plane, I'm like, I make sure that all of my items are legal, that there couldn't be a misunderstanding. I check everything and I think, is there a way a law could apply to this item? And I deprive myself of so much stuff on travels, during travel, precisely because I'm paranoid that something will be misinterpreted in my bag. Well, this person wasn't as careful. Also, I should note, this person who is in women's basketball has a definite throat features of males. And so, has there been a proper investigation into this person really being a woman? How does one get into women's basketball? Is there some examination? How is it that it was concluded that this person belonged in the woman category when she has the Adam's apple, which is a characteristic of post-puberty males? Okay. But who knows? How can we know these days? Car-carrying Representative Jackie Walorski crossed center line and caused deadly crash. This is the Indiana politician who died with two aides, and the other people that crashed that they crashed with died also. Yesterday I said that it was the other car crossing the center line that was reported by journalists, but today we learned that the theory has changed. It would be the car that was carrying the politician that crossed the center line. We don't know. Was it a lack of attention of the driver? Was it intentional? Were they scared? Was it... I have no idea. But it is the car that was carrying the political crew that would have veered toward the other side of the street. Mark says, Jeff, who knows? A biologist does, thankfully. Yeah, when I say who knows, what I mean is who knows what process she had to pass to be confirmed a female and how little of a process ultimately people feel compelled to do, which should be in an age where everyone wants to be a woman and some women want to be men, it should be more and more checked with more and more seriousness. We should have a proper testing regimen, perhaps including some genetic test or something like this. They're getting nervous, says Rouge V. UN declares war on dangerous conspiracy theories. The world is not secretly manipulated by global elite. The United Nations has declared war on conspiracy theories, describing the rise of conspiracy thinking as worrying and dangerous, and providing the public with a toolkit to pre-bunk and debunk anybody who dares to suggest that world governments are anything but completely honest, upstanding, and transparent. The UN also warns that George Soros, the Rothschilds, and the State of Israel must not be linked to any alleged conspiracy theories. UNESCO has teamed up with Twitter, the European Commission, and the World Jewish Congress to launch the campaign dubbed hashtag Think Before Sharing. Stop the spread of conspiracy theories. Well, you know, George Soros. George Soros has been involved in changing the state of society, has been doing it openly, has been funding all sorts of opportunities for society to degrade, for American society to fall. And that's what he wants. He wants America to fall because America is kind of the last bastion of resistance against his globalist ideology. The State of Israel has been again and again openly engaged with American intelligence and the American military to defend, so that America would defend their interest in the Middle East. The Rothschilds, I know much less about them, but they are certainly big bankers with lots of impact in the economy. There's no conspiracy theory here. There's just the fact of conspiracies. It's going on. It's happening. Suicide rates among U.S. Army soldiers, highest in more than 80 years. The U.S. Army lost 176 active duty soldiers to suicide in 2021. But I guess that's what happens when you have your little CRT coaches that are making it into the army, and the next day they are already trainers for people who have been there for years, and they will teach you how to feel guilty about being white. That's the kind of result I would have expected under a Joe Biden leadership, and Joe Biden making sure that all of the higher ups in the army are in line with CRT types of training, and gender ideology and LGBT activism. Of course, you're going to have a lot of people who feel that the world has taken a direction they don't like, and they kill themselves. Rhode Island mom sues after discovering secret anti-racist meetings held in a district. A Rhode Island mom says she was blocked from attending a secret anti-racist meeting, according to a lawsuit. She filed a lawsuit Wednesday after she was blocked from attending secret meetings that were focused on anti-racist ideology and should have been open to the public, allegations in a complaint said. I learned that my school had appointed a subcommittee to change the curriculum in the school under an anti-racist or equity lens, which is really just a radical ideology. Upon discovering the meetings, Solas requested to join, but was told that the board meetings aren't open to the public. The lawsuit was filed by the Goldwater Institute and alleged that blocking Solas from attending public body meetings violated Rhode Island's Open Meeting Acts. Very interesting. They were doing this in secret, despite the fact that This particular place has open public meetings for anything regarding schools and the control of the curriculum, but they were cutting the grass under their feet because you decide something in the public meeting, but they would change it in the secret anti-racist meeting. I mean, it's exactly how leftists work. They work in the dark like this. They make sure that people aren't informed and unable to contest. They don't want to be exposed. So I really hope that this woman wins her lawsuit. It's important. UN Secretary General blames global economic crisis on Ukraine war. NATO governments and globalist institutions have put on a good show, acting as if they hate Putin and the Russian advance in Ukraine. But the reality is that the war acts as an all-encompassing distraction from the greater agenda at hand. It offers globalist organizations, Western politicians, and central banks a perfect scapegoat for the ongoing economic instability caused by their policies. I agree. That's a nice analysis at Zero Hedge. Very well said. I don't understand this news. There's a bunch of radical Shia group that has stormed and briefly took over the Azerbaijan embassy in London. The group called the Mahdi Servants Union was seen on the embassy balcony waving their distinctive flag at the embassy located in Kensington neighborhood. The men have reportedly been charged with trespassing and criminal damage. Social media videos showed the group's crawling protest, messages written in Arabic on the external embassy walls, in the rare incident with a crowd of onlookers beholding the mayhem from the street. Okay, but what do they want? The Mahdi Servants Union, as a hardline religious group focused on Shia affairs, has long condemned the Azerbaijan government authorities for oppression against Muslims. Though the country remains majority Shia, it is largely secular in its policies and orientations when compared to places like Iran or Saudi Arabia. The group is led by Shia cleric Yasser al-Habib. So basically they are offended that there is some secular government controlling the Muslim population there and probably not giving them what they want. And that's why they did this protest. Okay, I'm all for Muslims to be able to live the way they want in whatever places they are, but sometimes they demand more. Sometimes they demand more than what the law, they basically demand that the law applies differently to them. We've had this in Ontario where they were asking that the family court law doesn't apply to them and instead they would have an Islamic, a Muslim equivalent to handle their family conflicts. The thing is, I'm actually all for it. Give them that, but give it to us too. What if some white family, non-Muslim family, wants to be subtracted from these family courts? If you're going to allow something to be an accommodation for the Muslims, allow it to be an accommodation to anyone. And then the law must apply to everyone. You cannot ask for the law not to apply to you, especially not the criminal law. Cynical Biped says, in Montreal, there is a rabbinical court. Oh yeah, I wasn't aware, but I'm extremely annoyed that these kinds of advantages are given because then the family court becomes a tool of oppression of exclusively white Christian males. They can make it unfair to males in family court, and then they give all these special courts to these special religious groups, and you end up with what? If you're a white Christian male, you're going to get dumped on in the family court. If you're any other religion, you're going to be advantaged. Sorry, diesel prices are likely to climb again soon. Okay, someone is claiming that diesel will climb again soon, but we are in a drop. So personally, I've decided to sit and watch. Maybe it will rise, but maybe it will fall. We've been above this peak here, and I think there's still place for it to fall. Of course, it has to rise back at some point, but personally, because I have to decide exactly when I will buy a huge tank of heating oil, because I'm waiting for the best prices. So I do have to follow this closely, and I've decided that I would wait a couple of days, weeks, because I think it can still fall slightly lower than this still. Maybe here I would buy my heating oil for the winter. There's a little video, Tug Life. I really like this meme of Tug Life, and they did it with Alex Jones.
Even within the past couple months, is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
You mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I really love this meme. You mean like Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons? I love that the liar was trying to present this as, you know, this unrealistic conspiracy theory. And he's like, you mean like what we know has been happening in this case? Exactly. Yes, like Jeffrey Epstein. Pennsylvania gay pride event features shirtless instructor teaching children to pole dance. The Pennsylvania boy was instructed on how to ride the pole by a shirtless adult. There he is, the shirtless adult, and the boy is there dressed with a dress, and you know, he's being encouraged by his mother. And his mother is saying, oh yeah, my kiddo is a natural. My kiddo is a natural at this pole. This is what happens if you leave a boy with a single mom. They will become pole dancers. It's like, didn't we have enough to worry about back in the days where we were worried our daughters would become pole dancers? Now you have to worry about your boy putting on a dress and becoming a pole dancer. We've just multiplied the problems by two. Biden, Pelosi blast Griner's 9-year sentence as unacceptable, unjust, and demand Putin release her immediately. Well, it's not going to happen. I love how they do this. They demand. We demand that she be released immediately. Negotiate. Putin has been making an offer. You have laughed at this offer. But it can happen. Putin has said his terms. You have to give him the Merchant of Death and some other prisoner. There you go. You have a choice. Two prisoners against two prisoners. I don't see why you would mock Putin on this. It's your chance to get your Brittany Griner back into the US so that this person can continue their women's basketball career. Paladin sends $25. Thank you so much for your generous support, Paladin. He said, I've heard that 23andMe is pretty sketchy. Where would you submit your DNA so as to get an accurate genealogical report? Well, I don't know any other services than 23andMe. I know that there's Ancestry. So you decide. You decide if it's worth it for you. I would assume that any service you send them to, you should assume that some things will happen that you don't control with your DNA. Assume the worst and then make your decision. I'm not aware of any other service than 23andMe. Personally, I've been enjoying 23andMe, but I don't know what's happening with my data. Maybe there's a leak, maybe they sell it, I don't know. It's definitely, you know, it's worth considering not doing it. I've done it for fun, and I personally don't care. But when you think about the consequences down the line, what if eventually there's bioweapons made against your race because you gave your genes to 23andMe? What if eventually your grandchild ends up being found responsible for a crime because you gave your genes to 23andMe? And what if your grandchild gets falsely identified as a criminal in a crime that he didn't commit? Just because, someone has developed a trick to download your genes, print them on a fake RNA strand, make thousands of copies of it, and spread them randomly on a crime scene. I mean, this is serious stuff. It's going to be available one day. So when you make a test today and you accept that 23andMe records this information on a computer, it's going to be in the cloud for the next thousands of years. And so in the next thousands of years, there will certainly be a technology making it very easy for criminals to make fake human cells and spread them on a crime scene. So you have to be careful. When I think about it, it may be an error to have gotten my genes. But I was curious, I've done it, so it's too late now. Exclusive, the truth about the Alex Jones phone records. So Alex Jones is claiming that the other side didn't have the permission to use the info that they used, which was accidentally sent to them, because the lawyers on the side of Alex Jones had said, please disregard this link. I don't know what's the legal status of this, but when you say, please disregard this link, does the other side have to disregard this link? Maybe they followed the link and maybe they have the right to do whatever they want with it. So I don't know. I don't think it matters at this point. The damages have been declared, and Alex Jones probably can't pay them. Biden administration declares monkeypox a public health emergency. Monkeypox has infected an estimated 6,600 Americans. Most of them, I think the vast majority, in the homosexual community. In light of evolving circumstances on the ground, I am declaring a public health emergency on hashtag monkeypox. This is the beginning of the end for Twitter. Hashtag monkeypox. Not normally a hashtag is something you celebrate. It's like, I want to bring attention to this cause. Hashtag monkeypox. We are prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously. Well, when do we get shutdowns in the gay village? When do we get sauna shutdowns? When do we get permits for homosexual sex? I mean, we had basically these passports. When do we get anal sex passports? Anything to slow down the spread, anything to flatten the curve. We've put passports to businesses. We can put passports on something even more constrained, even a smaller part of the overall population. Let's put passports for gay bathhouses, gay sex, CDC pamphlets distributed in the homosexual community. Let's do it. I'm suddenly enthusiastic at medical fascism. Facebook to shut down live shopping feature for retailers. What is even live shopping feature? The social media network said it is shutting down its live shopping feature and shifting to focus to Reels. The company announced the news in a blog post. What is it? Facebook launched live stream video shopping some 2 years ago. The feature was designed to give creators and brands an interactive way to sell items, connect with viewers, and reach new customers. The company has since expanded the feature with new options. Live Shopping Fridays. As consumers' viewing behaviors are shifting to short-form video, we are shifting our focus to Reels on Facebook and Instagram, Meta's short-form video product. Okay, I'm so disconnected at this point, I have no idea what this all means. It's like they didn't even take the time to explain what are these things. I should know, but I don't. Ariel Suarez says, lower the number capacity for sex bars. Have gay people tested regularly for any indoor activities? Yeah, let's do it. Last news item before we conclude the show. Nicholas Petris says, based boomer JF. I mean, I don't know. The thing is, Facebook, should I know about Facebook at this point? I'm post-Facebook. The boomer is pre-Facebook, and the boomer eventually adopted Facebook. I am post-Facebook on the internet. Like, I am so advanced with respect to the boomer that I've reached the boomer point. But from the other side, you see it's a circle. I've went around the boomer circle. They don't know about Facebook. I don't know about Facebook, but for a totally different reason. Because I'm post-Facebook. White House orders U.S. carrier strike group to stay near Taiwan longer than planned, says China is overreacting. The United States says it's watching ongoing Chinese military drills around Taiwan very closely while condemning the latest series of ballistic missiles fired over the island as a severe provocation and escalation. So I've seen pictures today, missiles are sent, but not to target the island. They're sent over the island. It's like giant humans playing volleyball, and the volleyball is flying over the little dog in the middle, and he's like, wah, 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 wah. It's like, oh, yeah, we're just sending missiles above your head, and they're going the other side. I would love if there was an invasion of Taiwan. I think it would be interesting from a geopolitics standpoint. To have another challenge to the American hegemony at the same time as the one in Ukraine is happening. I think it would therefore be smart for China to act, if they want to act on Taiwan, to do it now, or then to wait a long time for another era of American weakness. But I don't know that it will happen. This seems very demonstrative. It's like Putin didn't shoot missiles over Ukraine. He just shot missiles at Ukraine. So what is it that the Chinese are doing here? It seems like saber rattling. It seems like, aha, look at what we got. I don't know why they do this. DK Shadow says the microchip shortage will be even worse if there's an invasion. Oh yeah, that would hit for real the American economy. CPUs, cars would be extremely limited. Anything that works with electronics, and like idiots, we've been putting electronics in everything, including refrigerators at this point. There would be a, it would be, a, and my mom, her new refrigerator, you know, we were all happy to have those new refrigerators in the family. But my mom, the refrigerator stopped working because of the chip. So it's a big disadvantage to have those complex refrigerators with an intelligent part to them, because when that intelligent part bugs, you have to make it change in full, and it's a couple hundred dollars, and plus the service fee. So yes, it's if Taiwan gets wrecked, even if China just makes a naval blockade, that would induce enough trouble onto our economy. And this time it wouldn't be like carrots and wheat like Ukraine. It would be like chips, and chips are in everything. So cars, furniture, stuff like smart fridge, smart oven, computers, electronics of all kind. That would be an absolute hit on the American economy. iDerb says, I have only just now discovered that this is where JFG Tonight went. Realized randomly that I hadn't seen a JF vid on YouTube in many months. Still, as of today, there are still people who missed my move and they are joining us. Well, welcome back. And it's okay. We have lost ourselves for a couple of months, but I have continued to publish a show every night here on Odyssey. And we appreciate a much higher freedom of speech here. I wouldn't like to go back to the cognitive oppression of Susan Wojcicki. And if you like the show, join the Patreon, the Subscribestar, support us. I will probably be back tomorrow. But I have to warn you guys that very soon I will take 3 days of vacation. I don't know exactly when. But you know, I'll just be gone from the internet for 3 days. I'm going to enjoy time with Mama JF and just chill and deal with the harvest and the arrivals of vegetables and seeds from the greenhouse. So I don't know exactly when I'll set this, maybe next week at some point in the week. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. Much love and see you all tomorrow.